Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And we endeavor to bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz every Sunday night from 8 to 10. So I hope you'll stick around. Tonight, our featured artist is going to be one of those underrated, overlooked trumpet players, Kenny Dorham. Kenny Dorham was a musician's musician, universally admired and respected by his peers and fellow trumpet players. He worked with every major figure in modern jazz: Dizzy Gillespie, Art Blakey, Bud Powell, Charlie Parker, Monk, and Max Roach. For all his popularity, he was kind of overlooked because he played in the shadows of Dizzy Gillespie and Fats Navarro and Clifford Brown and Miles Davis, but nevertheless, I think you're going to enjoy his trumpet sounds. We're going to kick it off with Kenny Dorham's quintet, live from the Cafe Dorham, or Cafe Bohemia, in 1956. That was a jazz venue in New York City at that time. And along with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, we have J.R. Montrose on tenor sax, the wonderful Kenny Burrell on guitar, the swinging Bobby Timmons on piano, Swam Jones on bass, and Arthur Hedgehill on drums. This is a little thing written by Kenny Dorham called Monaco.
Thank you.
If you can tell from the applause, that track was cut live at the Cafe Bohemia in New York City in 1956. Kenny Dorham there is the leader on trumpet, our Spotlight Artist of the Week, along with J.R. Montrose on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Bobby Timmons on piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Arthur Hedgehill on drums. A little thing put together by Kenny Dorham called Monaco. What's next up, Al?
Well, I'm going to start off with a live concert recording featuring Paul Desmond and the Modern Jazz Quartet. This concert was the result of 20 years of admiration between John Lewis of the MJQ and Paul Desmond. The recent retirement at the time of Paul Desmond from the Dave Brubeck Quartet provided the opportunity for these two to get together. The concert occurred at Town Hall in New York City and occurred on Christmas Day, 1971. And it features, of course, Paul Desmond on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Bill Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. They're going to do a Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke tune entitled Here's That Rainy Day. Thank you. That was Here's That Rainy Day, featuring Paul Desmond with the Modern Jazz Quartet, Paul on alto sax, John Lewis on piano, Milt Jackson on vibes, Percy Heath on bass, and Connie Kay on drums. It was from a Red Baron CD entitled Paul Desmond and a Modern Jazz Quartet, and it was from a town hall concert recorded in 1971.
I'm going to return now to our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Kenny Dorham. And this is a sextet he put together for an album on an English label, Blue Lion. And along with Kenny Dorham, we've got Curtis Fuller on trombone, Frank Haynes on tenor sax, Tommy Feigen, great Detroit player, great piano player out of Detroit, Ben Tucker on bass, Dave Bailey on drums. This is a little thing called Soul Support. Thank you. was a little composition written by our highlight artist of the week, trumpet man Kenny Dorham, who was also a fine composer and arranger, as you could hear from that last tune written by Kenny. We also had in the front line Curtis Fuller on trombone, and in a rhythm section, Tommy Flanagan on piano. It's from an Osmosis label album cut on the Black Lion label. So now, what's next on the agenda, Al?
My next number is also a live concert recording, this time featuring Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker. This concert occurred at Carnegie Hall in November of 1974, and it was the first time these two had appeared together in about 10 years, so there was a certain amount of tension involved, which quickly was dispersed once things got going. The group consisted of Chet on trumpet, who also does a short vocal intro and outro on this particular number, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Bob James on trombone, John Schofield on guitar, Ron Carter on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. The tune they do is a Harry Warren, Mac Gordon tune and a standard entitled There Will Never Be Another You.
There will be many other nights like this. I'll be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. And there will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss. They won't thrill me like you used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams. How can they come true if there will never ever be another you? Thank you. Be standing here with someone new. There will be other songs to sing, another fall, another spring. There will never be another you. There will be other lips that I may kiss. They won't thrill me like years used to do. Yes, I may dream a million dreams. How can they come true if there will never ever be another?
That was There Will Never Be Another You with Chet Baker on trumpet and vocals, Jerry Mulligan on baritone sax, Bob James on trombone, John Schofield on guitar, and Ron Carter on bass, and Harvey Mason on drums. That was from a CD entitled The Mulligan Baker Carnegie Hall Concert, released on the CBS label in 1975.
Next, we're going to turn to a little album that was put out by Kenny Dorham. On an obscure small label called Time, which was not in existence for too long, but put out a few decent jazz LPs. And this is a Time album, Jazz Contemporary. And along with our highlight artist, Kenny Dorham, on trumpet, we have Charles Davis on baritone sax, Steve Kuhn on piano, Butch Warren on bass, Buddy Enlaw on drums. Cut New York City in February 1960. This is actually partial composer credits by Frank Sinatra. It's a new one on me. This is This Love of Mine. Thank you. Reyes. Beautiful ballad played by our Spotlight Artist of the Week, Kenny Dorham, on trumpet. Also assisting him on that particular track was Charles Davis on baritone and Steve Kuhn on piano. What's next on your playlist, Al?
Next we'll hear from a group led by Arnett Cobb. This is from a Prestige LP entitled Party Time. And it features Arnett on tenor sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Ray Beretta on congas. And it's a Sam Kaslaw, Arthur Johnston tune entitled Cocktails for Two.
Thank you.
That was Cocktails for Two. Not exactly a romantic version, but nevertheless well done. Featuring Arnett Cobb on tenor sax, Ray Bryant on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, Art Taylor on drums, and Ray Barreto on congas. That was from a prestige LP released in 1959 entitled Party Time.
All right, here's our highlight artist, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, along with Hank Mobley on tenor sax, from his Blue Note album Whistle Stop, doing Philly Twist. Thank you. was a Kenny Dorham composition called Philly Twist from Kenny Dorham's Blue Note album, Whistle Stop, with Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Hank Mobley on tenor sax. So we're going to move along, and what's the next swinger on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from the 1957 version of the Count Basie Orchestra. This is from a roulette LP entitled E equals MC squared. This is one of the most highly acclaimed albums that Basie ever produced, and was also released in other versions with the title The Atomic Mr. Basie and The Complete Atomic Basie. I'm not sure what the fixation on nuclear physics was about, but in this particular number, it's almost all ensemble, but with a generous solo portion of Basie, which is unusual. The tune was written by Basie and arranged by Neil Hefti, and it's entitled The Kid from Red Bank. The Kid from Red Bank, a tune arranged by Neil Hefti and featuring a generous portion of Count Basie piano as he shows off his Fats Waller roots. That was from a roulette LP released in 1958 entitled E equals MC squared.
For the better part of the last hour, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakes Republic Radio 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, with my co-host Al Korns. Please stick around. We have news at the top of the hour for 5 minutes. We'll be back with another hour of fine mainstream jazz. So please stick around. We're going to close it out with Kenny Dorham on trumpet and J.R. Montrose on tenor sax doing Royal Roost.